A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas like, is it alright to wear socks in bed? Or, how do you get a discounted gym membership at a place you work but you've forgotten your work ID? You get them to Google you, that's what you do. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. If I'm the Jubilee line, you're the DLR.
Is the DLR like the poorer of the tube?
Do you know, I've never done the DLR.
Have you not?
No.
Really?
In fact, I say I'm the Jubilee line, but if we were doing this later on in the year, I would be the Elizabeth line.
Would you? When does that open?
Soon, I believe.
Is it? I like the Victoria line because it's the fastest.
Yes, the Victoria line's all right. Circle line's nice.
I like the Piccadilly line because you feel like you're in 1960s London.
Really?
Yeah, there's something like old about it.
You want to go on the Bakerloo line, you feel like you're in 1940s London.
I don't think I've ever been on Bakerloo line. My God, I'm so London. Which is rather fitting because today we're talking all about relocating to London.
Yes, you've gravitated south. You've followed me like a bad smell.
We've both moved to London recently.
Yes.
So today's podcast is all about relocating.
Because we should point out, you're not originally from the south.
No. That might have been a bit obvious, just in case you haven't figured it out. I'm not from down these parts, no.
No.
So, yeah, living
Where
in London.
Where are you originally from?
A place in East Lancashire called Burnley. Mm. It's a lovely part of the world.
It's a lovely place to come from.
I can't wait to set you out in Burnley.
Really?
I can't wait. We have got to do a night out in Burnley.
I think the chances of you taking me out in Burnley are the same as the chances of me taking you for tea at the Ritz.
Me and you under Culvert, then to Pharaoh's, and then Smacks.
I understood none of that.
Pharaoh's and Smacks is like two clubs in Burnley that are brilliant.
It's not like White's and the Garrick.
Huh?
Yeah, don't worry.
Shall we
pour our gin under bottle?
Yes. As we've mentioned before, we are so, so grateful for all the love that we're getting on social media and on Twitter and Facebook, people sending in their questions and all that. But especially you lot who are getting involved with the gin and the bonnet. We did not think you'd love it as much as you do. And just so many people are loving the gin and the bonnets. Now, I'm even a big fan of the gin and the bonnets. I'm a bit gutted the Green Hulks didn't take off quite as much.
Mm, yeah, I'm devastated.
So we've come up with an idea, haven't we? We've come up with...
Yes. It was the brainchild of producer Ben.
Who's put here in the script. So we've decided a name for the club, and producer Ben, the absolute genius that he is, came up with G and Divas.
Yeah, hashtag G&D
Divas. G and Divas. So if you're listening to the podcast now and you're in on the gin and the bonnets and you've had a G&D, or you want to try a G&D, or you're just in on the whole G&D thing, then use the hashtag
G and Divas.
Hashtag G and Divas.
Yes.
We have our G&Ds ready. Who should we toast to?
Well, seeing as you've moved to London, we'll toast Dick Whittington.
Dick Whittingham?
Dick Whittington.
Don't tell me.
Well, it's normally a panto, but that's probably
Charles Dickens.
It's not Charles.
Oh shit! Are you
Dick
joking?
Whittington was not a Charles Dickens.
Was it not?
No.
Oh for Can we cut that bit out?
No.
Yeah, well, we are.
We're not.
To Dick Whittington.
Ready? To Dick.
To Dick.
You walked into that one. Now, because we're not at my house like we were last time for our World Cup special, we've got no ice again. So it's a sort of a summer temperature.
I can't get drunk because I've got a very important meeting with my boss today after this. So
excellent.
I really can't get squishy. It's not squishy, what is it?
Squiffy. Not
really
squishy.
I've not had one of these. It's been about a week since the last I had one of these. I'm off beer for my...
Can I just say, earlier you actually realised that you have, at home, been pouring out gin and Dubonnet in the wrong measurements?
Yeah, I've been doing two parts gin, one part Dubonnet.
Well, no wonder you were getting squidgy, as you said.
I was like getting really, really pissed off him, and you said it's two parts
Dubonnet,
one part gin.
I did film a very beautifully well-produced video tutorial, which is on our Twitter.
I watched it. I watched it when I was making them.
Well, clearly with the sound off.
I was. By the way, if you're listening now and you've heard us harping on about gin and Dubonnet, please try it. It's so good.
It's very luxury. It was the Queen Mother's and Her Majesty the Queen's favourite drink.
No wonder the Queen Mother had a moustache, because it puts hairs on your chest.
We've done this before. She didn't.
If you want our help with something on the podcast, you know what to do. Tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of... You absolute bastards. You can send your tales of titillating trepidation...
Come on, you've got this right now.
Why have you done...
I haven't written this.
You can send your tales of titillating trepidation...
Yes, well done.
...to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. This episode is all about relocating.
So you've come down, you've come from north to south, but I, at one stage in my life, went from south to the north, because, again, we should point out, I'm originally from the south.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bristol, not really the south.
Somerset.
Are you actually from Somerset?
Well, that's where my parents live. That's where I grew up.
You're from Bristol, though, aren't you?
I went to school in Bristol, but I lived in Somerset.
When we finish the podcast today, he'll come out and be like, "You want a cider?" That's how William really
uses it. I'm not a pirate.
Carry on.
Anyway, I moved to Manchester for university when I was 18. And I had to adjust to the different way of life in the north.
Yep.
In particular, the meal times.
Okay. What do you mean? But why?
From first year, I was in catered accommodation. And so I turned... So
I don't know what you're saying to me right now.
Where they do your meals.
Get away. Did you have halls where they made you food?
Yeah.
Right, okay, carry on.
You could pay for uncatered or catered. I chose for catered.
Okay.
And I turned up for dinner at 7:30 and it was all shut up. Because they'd finished, because tea, as they called it, was between 5 and 6. Now, for me, I'm still having, you know, scones and a bit of crumpet at 5.
Love a bit of crumpet, don't you, pal?
I don't want my tea / dinner at 5 and 6. So I had to, in the end, I actually catered for myself.
Did you?
Yes. So it was a complete waste of money.
So it will always be breakfast, dinner, tea?
No. It's breakfast, lunch, tea, if you're having a scone or a bit of crumpet. Dinner and then supper potentially.
Right. I've said this before. I am willing to meet halfway and say breakfast, lunch, and tea, but I'm not going out for dinner. What were they called at school? They were dinner ladies.
We've had this before. They were the catering department.
They were dinner ladies.
Wow.
And what was the other one I heard before? There was something I seen on Twitter, but anyway.
I came up with on holiday. I've been on holiday recently. I came up with, you know, brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hybrid of breakfast and lunch. I thought, why don't we combine? Let's have it like something in the middle of the afternoon, a bigger meal, lunch and dinner, dunch.
I don't like it.
Do you fancy coming over for a bit of dunch?
It sounds wrong.
Right, what's wrong with dunch?
Me and Mikey are hosting dunch.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Do you know producer Ben went for bottomless brunch for his girlfriend's birthday?
Did he?
They had bottomless brunch and then afterwards they went out for something to eat.
Oh, talking of something to eat, I brought us a bit of munchies.
Oh, good.
Moving swiftly on.
Good gap there.
Yeah.
Bridge for the gap there.
It's a biscuit. Now, I was wandering around Waitrose trying to find something to bring in. And can you see why my eye was drawn to this?
Oh, first-class biscuits.
First-class biscuits.
Wow.
We'll take a photo, put that on our Twitter. Hashtag GNDivas if you need a
hashtag GNDivas.
Now, I know you're dieting, but come on.
I'm always pigging dieting. I'll be down bloody plug hole next.
Just have a bit of a nibble.
Oh.
There's the biscuit.
Oh, it's wafer thin.
Wafer thin.
That's so good.
It's nice. It's first class.
Tastes like a Kinder Bueno bar. and a bit of a Kit Kat.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, relocating. I've settled in quite well. There's a couple of things that I'm getting used to.
Like?
Basically being over-friendly. It's a bit of a myth that everybody's not as friendly down here. Because they are. They just... There's certain places. So, like, when I moved in the first week, my neighbour, she makes... I don't even know her name. She makes so many nice meals every night, and you can smell them. And she was making this curry one night, and she was coming in as I was going into my flat. And I went, oh, that smells nice. And she went, yeah. And I went, you'll have to invite me around one day for tea. I'll come round and have some, like, jokingly. And she looked at me like a complete weirdo, like I'd invited myself to have.
I think you've overstepped the mark.
Moving down, I've settled in quite well. I'm getting used to the tube. I mean, you did make a joke before when we went for lunch that... It took me about 2 weeks to get somewhere from one part of London to another. But
you haven't moved that far south because you are so far out of London. You might as well still be in Burnley.
I'm not in Watford.
Every time I've seen you, you have been late.
Yeah, because I'm so far out.
Yes,
but I tell you, you have to.
And also, that said, you live in such an upmarket place. You have to take a shuttle bus down the drive.
I live in a very upmarket place, actually. Yeah, I've seen Charlie from Busted recently.
You've seen Charlie from
Busted. The band, he lives in the same building as me.
Right.
Yeah, so, right. Is it ever okay to speak to strangers and commuters in London? Probably not, that's what you're going to say.
No, not really.
Okay.
Unless there's an emergency.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened to me. I got on the tube a few weeks ago, and there was a bloke reading a book, and he was reading the exact same book as me. And like,
which was what?
The Grapes of Wrath.
Grapes of Wrath.
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 John Steinbeck.
Yes, it's pronounced Wrath.
Wrath.
I know it's spelt Wrath, but it's pronounced Wrath.
Is it actually? Oh,
yeah.
Why do you always show me up? Anyway, so I'm reading that. It's really good.
That's good. I did that at GCSE, but it's always...
Did you do it at GCSE?
Nice, you're catching up.
See, I did Of Mice and Men, and my mate said that's because you were thick, because all clever kids did Grapes of Wrath.
Right.
Wrath.
Wrath.
And, like, lower sets did Of Mice and Men. Anyway, I'm reading Joey Barton's book at the moment, so let's bring it back down.
Bit of balance.
Yeah, let's bring it back down.
Do you know, actually, I'm reading a book, The Genuine Story. Last night I started a new book. It's called The New Book of Snobs. And I got to page 5, and I'm in it.
Really?
Didn't even know that.
Are you actually? That's brilliant.
I'm just reading it. What? And to be fair, I bought it because I thought, oh, you know, is that my street? And I'm quoted on page 5.
What's the quote?
Oh, I'll get it out for you later. It's about it's an article I wrote about gardens.
Right, okay.
And how to tell if you've got an upmarket garden.
So I'm on the tube and there's this bloke on, and we're both reading The Grapes of Wrath, and we're about same way through, and I just said, how are you getting on with it? And he looked at me like I had two heads, and I kind of like forced him to have a conversation with me, and he was struggling with it. And I said, stick with it, because turns out I was a bit ahead of him.
Yeah.
I was like, stick with it, it starts to get good. I know it can be a bit long-winded. And we're talking away. Anyway, he gets off the tube. It probably weren't his stop. He probably just wanted to get away. And I look up, and everybody's looking at me like I'm a complete, utter weirdo.
I don't think the Bakerloo line is the place for a book club.
It wasn't the Bakerloo, it was the Piccadilly line.
Right, well, I don't think the Piccadilly line either.
And I know you're not meant to talk, and I'll be honest, right, I'll put my hand up, I quite like it. I do, I've got used to it.
You're not chatting to people?
Not chatting to people. Because back home, when I'm on the bus or the train, are you guaranteed there'll be someone I see? I'll have my earphones in, I thought, oh God, it's my auntie Kath, she's not my real auntie, she just works in Sainsbury's and knows my mum, so I'm like, I have to speak to her.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, give your voice a rest.
Is it ever okay to speak to strangers or commuters in London?
Well, if there's an emergency or a terrorist attack, other than that, no.
Right. Second thing, why is there a Pret manager on every street corner?
For God's sake.
And hardly any Greggs. And yes, I'm playing up stereotypes here, but you cannot find any Greggs in London anywhere.
Pret-a-manger.
No, it's Pret-le-manger.
No, it's Pret-a-manger.
It's le.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
It really isn't.
Pret-le-manger, isn't it? Oh, God. No wonder they think I'm stupid at work. Is it Pret-le-manger?
No, it's Pret-a-manger.
I do like the cheese and ham butties you do there.
The what?
Cheese and ham sandwiches that they do there. See, I'm honestly, I'm so London now, I go Pret-a-manger for my...
You mean a cheddar and parma ham baguette?
That's the one, yeah.
Yes.
So I go there for my lunch. But yeah, literally, if you've ever been to London, they say you're only like 2 metres away from a rat. a metre away from a Pret. Honestly, if one Pret's busy, you can go into the other one. So that's one thing I'm getting used to.
Have you been into Leon yet?
Yes. And right,
how about the eatery?
I was in Leon 2 days ago, and I got the meatballs box, right? £8 for meatballs and a bit of rice. Don't get me started. I'll come back to that in a second. I can't remember if I've seen Rick Edwards or Joel DeMont in there. I always get mixed up with them two, one of them.
Right.
You don't know who either is, do you?
I do know who Rick Edwards is. We follow each other on Twitter.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Will you DM him now? And
no.
Ask him if he... Just DM him now and ask him if he was in Leon on last Wednesday, it were.
Really?
Will you? Just say, ask him for a friend.
I haven't probably interacted with him in any form. I don't know if he still follows me. Let me have a look.
And then just say, ask him for a friend. Were you in Leon?
I used to do his podcast, actually. Oh, yes, he still follows me.
Were you in Leon on last week?
Where? Which Leon?
On, I don't know if it's Oxford Street or Regent Street. Regent Street.
Dear Rick, bit of a random one here. Asking for a friend, brackets, no, really.
I've got a couple more questions for you, by the way.
Were you in Regent Street, Leon, last week? Do we know the day?
It was Thursday.
Asking for my friend Jordan, I'm going to say. No, really, I do have a friend called Jordan. I can't believe I'm going to send this to
Rick Edwards. Right, send it to him and then put send nudes at the end.
If he won't reply.
I just put cockpick question mark.
No.
I dare you.
He will unfollow me.
I just put cockpick question. Right, now that I've moved to London, I've relocated. How often should you wash your bedding? Because I'm not good at washing.
Oh, once every week.
Once every week.
7 days maximum.
I'm currently on my third week and I've not washed
it yet. Oh, my God. Actually, I want to be a bit sick.
But I think you should do it every 2 weeks.
No!
No?
Well, if you want to catch impetigo, then yes, you do that, if that's your thing.
My mum used to do it all, obviously. She did all my washing before.
Yeah, well, Kel Surprise.
Yeah, I'm currently like...
Can I just ask, producer Ben, how often do you wash your bedding?
4 weeks? Dirty get... Not just
I'm never touching either of you ever again.
I'm just generally bad at washing. Relocating is the worst thing that I'm struggling with is doing my own washing because obviously my mum did it. I'm currently on my last pair of boxers as well. So, like, I'm going to start turning them inside out or something.
No, wash them. And please don't tell me you wash your boxers with everything else.
Yeah.
What, including tea towels?
Oh, yeah. Are you meant to do it? Are you joking?
Do you want me to explain why that is rubbish? What temperature do you wash it on?
40.
All the feces and the urine from your underwear will then be going on your tea towels, which is what you're using to wash your dishes, and thus you're then eating them.
Hey, urine, I knock me drops off.
Oh. Every week I don't think this podcast can get any cruder.
What do they say when you're knocking your drops off? Is it like...
What?
More than 5 shakes is a wank, isn't it? You know, like if you're in the toilet... Because if you shake it once, twice, 3, 4... Yeah, I think it's more than 5's a wank. How have we gone from bed into that? But there's no urine on my boxes, sunshine. I knock me drops
off. This is generally probably a reason why people don't book me anymore for things.
I've got my last pair of boxers to wear tomorrow, and there are a pair of boxers that I got free.
Just to end this, for a bit of takeout content, wash your pants separately... Wash them on a 60, because germs die at 60 degrees. Or, if you're a bit of a eco-warrior, liberal, then get some Dettol laundry cleanser. Get some Dettol laundry cleanser and pop that in, and then you can wash them all together.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
I am going to put a wash on. My last pair of boxers that I've got that clean are a chlamydia pair that I got.
What?
I did a chlamydia test at uni and got a free pair of boxers. Used to get, like, boxers and headphones. Did you ever do that?
No.
Did you ever like going to a nightclub and had to wee into a...
Jordan, I went into one nightclub in my life.
Right. Well, you had
sober.
To wee... When I was at uni in Sunderland, you had to wee into a test tube and they give you some headphones and a pair of boxers.
Right. We're being given the finger by Ben.
Can I ask one more question? I've got guests coming next week. Do I offer them my bed and go on the blow-up mattress?
No.
Or do I put them on the blow-up mattress and go in my
bed? How old are your guests?
Same age as me, but some of us don't have 8 spare rooms like you.
Never give up your own bed. It's what my mother always told me.
Okay. I think it's rude to put them on blow-up mattress.
Well, if you're giving them free accommodation in London, then they should be grateful for whatever.
Okay.
If not, they can get their own.
All right, fair enough. I think the biggest thing that I've struggled with relocating is Pret a Manger.
Clearly.
And saying, how much? Every 20 minutes when I'm in a bar, I need to stop that. What did I do? Yes. I went to the cinema yesterday.
Yes.
£16. And I went, how much? I went, there's only one of us, pal. He went, yeah, £16 each.
Right. Well, I think we've still got some time for some listeners' questions.
Listeners' questions. Let's go for it.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about moving somewhere new, but that's all we know. We've got no idea about these questions I'm about to read out. You will hear them for the first time, just like we do, and we cannot be held responsible for the nature of these questions.
We cannot and will not be held responsible.
No.
First question.
Question one is from Reese. That's with a double E.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Bit of an awkward one for me, but a situation I'm sure a lot of people have experienced. Move to a new place and I have no friends, not even one. Any tips on how to get some? Is it okay to use Tinder? Maybe recommend this podcast to everyone I meet. Well, Reese, obviously, on that latter point, jolly good idea.
Okay.
You should be doing that anyway.
I concur. I keep saying that. I love saying that at the moment. He said here, he said, blah, 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 I'm not... I have no friends, not any. Any tips on how to get some? Does he mean get some friends or get some sex?
Oh. Well, look, if he's just relocated, I'm sure he's got other things. He's got to probably set up direct debits for his energy bill, get council tax sorted. I think getting some is probably the least of his worries.
Okay, let's assume when he says get some, he doesn't mean sex. And he
right.
means...
friends.
Honestly, I feel like I'm in a room with my grandma sometimes.
I feel like I'm sitting here by order of the court, so I wouldn't worry. This is some sort of scheme.
So what's your best advice for making new friends when you relocate?
I think it's probably, if you've moved to a big city, it's probably work, to be honest.
I agree.
I think you have got to use work to meet new friends, or perhaps friends of friends that you meet at work. Some places I know do neighbourhood meetups, and blocks of flats do communal barbecues once a Sunday or something. And for me, I'd rather roll over a bed of cacti than do that.
I actually agree. The best ways work. Also, I know a friend who relocated from Durham down to Preston. We met on Twitter,
right?
And we're really good friends now.
Yep.
He's just had a baby, but he also joined a rugby club and he's got loads of friends there. He started coaching at a rugby club. So
well, there we go.
Club.
Yeah, I think sports. Yeah, that's something I wouldn't have thought of. Talking of Durham, do you know where the Pink Panther went to university?
Durham. 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 Here all week, folks. And what was the other thing? I'd say your housemates as well, if you're moving in with housemates.
Yeah.
Go out with them.
I mean, we're assuming he's employed. I mean, obviously, if he's not, he's got a bit of an issue there.
Well, you can't move to London. Being
well, he could be from money. Anyway, question two is from Taylor. Lads, no shame in sexual desires. Why are they all about... They're smutty, aren't they? But I have them. And I have a huge... dildo. Like, bigger than my forearm. I've just moved into a new place. I've asked my friends to come over to help unpack, but I have no idea which box I put it in. I'm scared, but I have so many boxes. I need their help, but I don't want them to see the bunny. What should I do? And how do I deal with the situation if they pull the thronker out?
Franck.
This is, I mean, this is why it pays to have clean living.
Franca, I'm writing that down. That's
I think
a great
the people
word.
That sort of have those sort of things probably are the sort of people who wash their pants with their tea towels on 40 degrees.
Taylor definitely wants some. With Reese, we weren't quite sure, but Taylor. Okay, so
I don't think Taylor needs any.
What's the etiquette of saying to your friends?
Well, I think you've got to decide. You either have your friends over and risk the embarrassment of them pulling whatever toy out of wherever, or you just stop being so lazy and do the unpacking yourself.
Okay. Is it all right to take a toy? Obviously, you've got to pack it if you're moving. Is it ever all right to take one on holiday? Where would you put it?
Are we talking whilst packing?
Asking for a friend.
Well, I think you have to conceal it. Yeah. But you have to remember that, you know, you might get stopped by customs.
Yeah.
You know, there is always that chance. And a lot of British people don't like being embarrassed. I'd rather, to be honest, I would rather get caught with a kilogram of cocaine at customs than with a dildo.
Have you ever been hit on the head with a dildo?
No, I have not.
It really bloody hurts. I was on a stag do. Remember when I went to Amsterdam?
No.
Right, don't ask us how, but these two Geordie girls they left, right, and I'm not even joking, they just threw this big dildo on the table because they knew we were on a stag do, and like we're all messing about with it. I had one mate as well that knew how it worked. Like,
very progressive stag do.
Yeah, and then I got whacked around the head with it, and it really really hurt.
I'm going to stop you there.
What's the etiquette? Don't get your friends to unpack it.
Don't just do it yourself.
Yeah, if
you until you find it and then get your friends.
Yeah, if you've lost your dildo, do not unpack in front of other people.
No. Question three is from Ricky.
Ricky!
This is from
See
Ricky.
What I did there?
Yes, I did. I've just about regained my hearing. I lived in little old Macclesfield my whole life. Lovely and cheap. Near the countryside, Macclesfield.
But Macclesfield.
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 You've heard of Macclesfield?
Yes, I'm saying it. Macclesfield.
Okay.
But I'm just about to move to London. Lovely, expensive, dirty, busy London. The main thing I'm worried about is money. It's literally £6 a pint here. Mm-hmm. How do you survive? That price should be illegal. Well, can I just say, Ricky, off the back of that, no one's forcing you to drink pints.
No, you've got to drink pints.
No, you don't.
I love how you can even make Macclesfield sound posh.
I thought Macclesfield was quite smart.
You make it sound like a starter. I'll have Macclesfield to start, please. First of all, Ricky, attitude, okay? And I'm on your side here, brother. If you move down, don't move down with that attitude of dirty, busy London. That's not good. You need to embrace it. This is what I've said to many people, embrace it, right? I knew full well that you're going to pay £5-6 for a pint. However, when you move down, I found a little diamond of a pub where you only pay less than £4 a pint. It's called The Cock. I'm not even joking. It's called The Cock Inn. No, it's not even called The Cock Inn. It's called The Cock. It's a Samuel... What's it called? Samuel Smith pub. And it's less than £4 a pint.
Really? There's a pub in Soho that you could go to called The White Swallow.
Are you a frequent member of The White Swallow?
I've never been.
So embrace it. Move down. Get used to the fact that it's going to cost you nearly £6 a pint and you'll be fine. You'll be laughing. Your advice.
I would say if you're worried about, you know, things being a bit more expensive, and yes, they are in London or in any big city, actually, if you're, you know, from the provinces, then you need to prioritise what is a legitimate expense.
And another top tip for you that I've found whilst moving to London, there's loads of those little, like, convenience stores, like Sainsbury's, Co-ops, little Tesco's Expresses.
Little Waitrose.
Yeah, don't go in them. They charge you a fortune, right? I would go in them and I was spending like a tenner a night on my tea.
Gosh.
Okay, do your big shop at Lidl. I get two buses now to go to Lidl. I get all my food in. It costs me like £40-45 for my weekly big shop. So don't go to those little convenience stores every night.
Thank you. Top tip.
You're so patronising sometimes.
What?
Oh, cheers for your top tip. That was a good tip, that. Not all of us wake up and wipe our arses with £10 notes.
Well, they're too small. I generally find 50s are better.
So, William, what is the one bit of advice you can offer about moving up north, if anybody's listening, and relocating to up north?
I think you've got to be open-minded. You've got to remember that, you know, things in the south aren't the same in the north. They are a lot more... You can be a lot more friendly and open.
Yeah.
you know, for, and also, you know, the thing I got caught out with, you know, I used to like, I still do, going to National Trust properties. When I went to Manchester, I thought Affleck's Palace was National Trust, which it isn't, I discovered when turning up.
What is that?
It's an indie shop. It's if I wanted to buy grunge wear, then that would be the place to go. Can I also just update everyone? We have had no response from Rick Edwards.
Right, okay.
So if he tweets for next week, we'll let you know.
It's definitely a synonym in Leon.
And Jordan, what have you learnt in this episode about moving to London?
Well, William, I have learnt that if you need to move to London like I did for work reasons, then make sure you've got a bit of money because rent's expensive. Mm.
It's a bit rude to talk about money.
Is it? Mm. Well, no, I'm only giving practical advice. You need a bit of money to move down here.
Right.
Get used to the fact that it's expensive. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to pay £5-6 for a pint. Okay, embrace it. Be open-minded. Don't be dirty, bloody London full of bloody Southerners. Embrace it. Be open-minded.
Yep.
Take it all in. And finally, do your big shop at Lidl.
Great.
Don't forget, if you want our help on something, you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can email help@SextedMyBoss.com on the email, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead paper. The address is on the website, SextedMyBoss.com. And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, tell your friends and give us a rating.
Jordan has promised to switch allegiance to Blackburn Rovers if we reach 1,000 followers on Twitter this week.
I'd rather shit in my hands and clap.
I thought you didn't want to swear in this podcast.
I don't, but I would rather shit in my hands and clap than do that.
Goodbye.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
The thing I'm scared of is the fact that I'm a horny little shit.
I am loving these questions at the moment.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.